with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. All eyes are on Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the prospects of an interest rate cut.
Powell is leaving the door open ever so slightly to a cut, even with stubbornly high inflation and rising unemployment.
The shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance.
Speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell said inflation could be impacted by tariffs.
The effects of tariffs on consumer prices are now clearly visible. We expect those effects to accumulate over coming months with high uncertainty about both timing and amounts.
At the White House, President Trump says Powell should have done something about interest rates sooner.
He should have cut them a year ago. He's too late.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says there are no plans to shut down TikTok, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president calls national security and privacy concerns related to TikTok and its Chinese parent company highly overrated. He used to have concerns, but doesn't anymore.
I'm a fan of TikTok. My kids like TikTok.
Congress passed a ban on the popular video sharing platform, but the president says he'll keep extending the shutdown deadline until there's a buyer. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls crashed on an interstate highway, killing and injuring multiple people. The accident happened Friday near Pembroke, about 25 miles east of Buffalo. Police say the bus lost control, leading to shattered windows and passengers being ejected. The driver survived. Several ambulances and medical helicopters transported patients to area hospitals. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 846 points. The Nasdaq rose 396. The S&P advanced 96. This is SRN News. Two men have been arrested in an attack on a church.
Ethan Lamb and Chad Kruger are accused of vandalizing and setting fire to McKinney Chapel Free Will Baptist Church south of Marion, Illinois in July, causing more than $300,000 in damage. On Facebook, church leaders wrote, quote, "God has got us covered and is seeing us through. We will eventually be back in the sanctuary, but it will be a while." Attacks on churches of all kinds in the U.S. have been on the rise recently. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is following through on its threat to withhold federal funds from public schools that promote transgenderism. The Education Department is placing several Virginia school systems on high-risk status, a move that attaches specific conditions for releasing taxpayer funding. The schools in Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, Prince William, and Loudoun counties have all announced they will not modify any of their policies. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street rallied after the head of the Federal Reserve hinted cuts to interest rates may be coming. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared, reaching another record. The S&P 500 jumped 1.5%. landing just below the all-time it set last week. The NASDAQ composite climbed 1.9%. Treasury yields sank in the bond market. That's after Jerome Powell indicated the next move for the Fed may be a cut. Wall Street loves lower rates because they can give a boost to the economy and to investment prices, even if they risk worsening inflation. The Dow is up 846 points today to close at 45,631. The NASDAQ gained 396 to 21,496. The S&P 500 added 96 to 6,466. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.